sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Young. Justin McPatches, bitches.
Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio.
With Justin Jordan.
Yeah, it's me. It's Justin McPatches trying out this new mixer. Well, I got a new mixer, but I also got this brand new microphone that's a condenser mic. And I got like a radio arm that's attached to my desk and some kind of pop filter. So hopefully that pee doesn't pop off like it normally would. I'm running Podunk Radio now. So I figured, hey, why not have a professional-ish sounding studio? And I've been using regular mics, hooked up the cables and everything. Some really good mics, you know, they're like stage mics. But I wanted like a condenser mic or something for the radio. So if I sound weird, it's because it's very, very clear and echoey, as opposed to normal to just the sound that's just my voice and nothing else, and not really even an echo. I gotta adjust this, I gotta adjust this pop thing here. I'm not really used to this. I spent a good part of 4 years, 5 years really, up until just a couple weeks ago, I spent a good 5 years or so holding a microphone. Sometimes I had a little stand thing, but holding a microphone in front of me for every show I've done, every podcast, every radio show, everything I've done, I've been holding a mic, and everybody else has been holding a mic. With the exception of the original show when we had a Skype mic for a little while. So it's a little different now. I don't think it sounds bad. I just think it sounds weird to me, considering that I'm not used to it. But it sounds good. And, I got, like, headphones now and everything. So I got a really good-sounding professional setup over here at McPatch's studio. So I'm very, very happy about that. So anyway, I'm glad I'm testing out my new toy. It wasn't too expensive, so. And, we're going to have more shows. I'm on a couple shows now. I'm on the Homicidal Geek Show with Raven Homicide. We talk about geeky stuff, horror movies, and conventions and stuff. Kind of like Underground Horror Radio, except we're not playing horror punk. We're not playing any music. It's just a talk podcast. So if you might dig that, it's on Podbean with everything else that I got going on. And tonight, after this show, another episode of Power Hour of Love, which now I know the fucking name, because I didn't know the name 2 weeks ago when I fucking announced it. And last week, well, I didn't do the show. I was sick. So anyway, now that I sound better. So yeah, it's almost March. We got Treasure Coast Freak Show coming up next week. We're going to be doing that. I'm going to be there as a special guest, kind of MC type thing. I'm going to be hanging out. I got some posters that I made I'm going to be selling for $5. So if anybody's ever seen the cartridge or the box art for the original Nintendo NES game of Friday the 13th, I've redone it up. Now Jason's like he looks like in the game. He's colored like that. I changed the box art around, so I'm selling that for $5. It goes to the station because, you know, it pays for the server and things we need to do and prints and stuff like that. So that'll be fun. Plus, we get to hang out with a bunch of movie stars again, and that's going to be fun as Underground Horror Radio. Also next week, Sandy and Liam, all the way from England over in Bristol, is coming down to visit again like they did back in June, visiting me and Nicole for 2 weeks for Sandy's birthday as well. So we're going to be partying with them and doing the Caffeinated Podcast, and we're going to be doing Underground Horror Radio, maybe. I know we're doing a couple mixes that we can put on Mixcloud, some retro new wave kind of stuff for Sandy, and I think I'm going to have Liam and Sandy on this show next week, so we can all hang out and bullshit, and then we got the whole mic, the room set up, finally. We'll be drinking and fucking around and playing punk rock, so stay tuned for that. Also, we got Reunite Fest coming up down here in the Treasure Coast. A bunch of old school bands from the area, like last year, is doing it again this time. It's going to be at the Bird's Eye, which used to be Cruisers. That's coming up in March. That's fucking sick. I think we're going to do the Metal Cast in March again. I'm not sure. So stay tuned to the Metal Zone Radio. Stay tuned to Death Rock Radio, of course, Podunk Radio. And plenty of cool shit coming up this year. Also, if you're into the 90s alternative music, I know the guys from Sick Boys Radio is. Check out Alternative State. Episode 2 is up now on Podbean, or I'm sorry, Mixcloud. Just look up McPatch's Media or Not For Air or something like that. And it's on there. And it's me and my buddy Jeff, and we're just playing some old school tunes and bullshitting, and it was pretty bad, so I'm excited. Anyway, right? Nobody cares. Shut up, McPatches. Nobody cares. You're right. So I had a shitty week. My job sucks. I hate it. And if you hate your job, I want you to get a drink in your hand. I want you to punch your wall or punch something. Dance. Do some slam dancing. Do something. But we're not going to be having a good time, I'll tell you that. So why not just have some fun music while we're at it? So here's some good tunes, and I'm going to play some something I'm going to get off of Punk-O-Rama as well, because fuck yeah, compilation albums were fucking rad. There were plenty of good comps on Bandcamp and through plenty of awesome labels all over the web. Please tune in, check them out, support local music of all kinds, and go to shows and have a good time. Anyway, I'll be back, not for air.
We'll be right back. Everyone at work is freaking out over episode.
So anyway, I was thinking, we got a couple of festivals coming up here in a little bit. There's the Okeechobee Fest that's happening in Okeechobee, just west of where I'm at in the Treasure Coast. And that's cool. Not really. It's a bunch of techno and rap and things I don't care for. Two of the local bands in our area did get to play in the finals for the... they had a bunch of bands play to pick a, you know, local band to open or play, or one of those fucking deals I can't stand. So, anyway, they went to Orlando, and both the bands played. I don't think either one of them won, which sucks. You know, I think that sucks, but at least they tried, right? And besides, fuck that. You know what? Next weekend, fuck that festival. You want to go do something cool? Go to a local horror convention, the Treasure Coast Freak Show. I'll be there hanging out. Doing weird shit, and that'll be fun. And also, what's coming up, I think at the end of April and the beginning of May, is Sunfest. And we found out a bunch of bands are actually playing that, including Slightly Stupid and Flogging Molly. So, and Duran Duran, believe it or not. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and in a little bit, or maybe I'll do it next week when Liam and Sandy are here. I might do it this week. So in a little bit, we're going to go ahead and... basically, do what we always do for festivals. Play a little bit of their music, if I can, and see what they sound like. And some of them are a bunch of old over-the-hill bands, and some of them are really good bands. So I guess we'll see how that goes. Also, I just got word, and I'm going to plug the... of course I have fucking updates. You know, fucking Google, every time you turn around, it's like, oh, you have like fucking 16 updates. And I'm like, and where the fuck did these 16 updates come from? Just suddenly, out of nowhere, when I probably need the phone, it updates. It's like, yo, bro, I got like 16 updates. And I'm like, fuck you. God damn it. Fucking Google. Anyway, I'm not going to bash it too much. I don't actually have a problem with Google. So, let it do that. And I'm going to tell you what's coming up soon. I just hit the fucking mic. I'm not used to it being in my face like this. Not holding it. So, let's find out. Let's see. Bird's Eye. No. Reunite Fest. That's not how you spell it? No, why am I Googling it? I meant Facebook. Fucking bitch. I fucking hate you, Facebook. You get this new fucking thing on it, now you can't fucking look for shit. Is the internet acting up? I don't fucking think so. Piece of shit. Nope, that's working just fine. Fuck it. I'm going to events. Stop looking for shit that isn't there. Alright. Calendar. I'm tired of this already. I'm trying to do something and it's like fucking, you know. March. There it is. Reunite 2. Okay. How much easier was that? Fucking Facebook. So, Reunite Fest 2... Seymour, the lineup, is going to be at the Bird's Eye. They're $5 tickets in advance. It's 18 and up. It's Saturday, March 19th, right after St. Patrick's Day. And it's hosted by Maxim Entertainment and, of course, our friends over at Stoke Show, Florida. So we'll be there hanging out. The lineup is Mind Like Water, On Watership Down, In Like Flynn, Glad, Exploding Horseboy, The Allies, Loyal Frisbee, Abolish. Sponsors is H2 Ocean, Big Dog Comics, and ticket locations is Big Dog Comics, Thunderdome Gaming, Green Life Cafe. So there you go. And it's actually going to be really sweet. And not to mention, we'll be there hanging out as well. Now, of course, all these bands' names might not mean much, considering if you don't live in the Treasure Coast, you probably have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But that's okay. It's not for everybody else in, say, like Montana. No. This is for our local Florida boys here. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. So that's coming up as well in about a couple weeks. But I got news hot off the press today about a show. And let me see, you know what? Fuck this phone. I'm going to see if I can actually access my messages. Okay. No, that's not it. Okay. So my buddy Chaos John told me I'm doing a show at the Bird's Eye March 24th with Bunny Gang. Now, Bunny Gang is a band that the bass player from Floggin' Molly, and that's a side band, and that's going to be happening at the Bird's Eye. I don't know much else yet. I'm going to get the details, but I am going to promote the fuck out of this. Everybody should probably go to this. This will be a fun event at the Bird's Eye. It's good that Agent Orange, and now we're going to have, Reunite. It's starting to opening up a lot of things here on Facebook. I mean, on fuck you, Facebook. On the Bird's Eye, realizing that punk shows are fucking awesome. Because there's a lot of non-punk bands out there. There's a lot of folk bands and reggae, and that's all good and fine for what it is, but I think that there should be definitely more punk and ska. Ska, there's not enough ska in the world. So it's good to see a good old punk show. I know the fucking Stamp does good old punk shows up in Vero Beach, so definitely a win. And I know with the other shows on this great station, such as Sick Boys Radio, Best Tables in Hell, Brothers Grimm, Tony Jones, Bastard Club over in England, and of course our boys at Loud, Fast, and Shitty in Tampa Bay, Definitely know there's some good fucking stuff going on out there. Those guys are definitely a big part of it. So, as always, that's fucking rad. Let's keep that shit up. So, I've decided that we're going to play a song. Culminate St. Patrick's Day coming up. So, enjoy some Floggin' Molly. I got plenty of other stuff on the way. Not for air. And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. I'm fucking pissed off. My stupid job keeps me from doing this. I'm too fucking tired. I'm not caught up on things. It's fucking annoying. So yeah, this show's over. I got a couple more things I gotta go do. So I'm gonna play a couple songs and then we're done real quick because, like I said, I can't concentrate because I'm fucking exhausted and because I can't focus on shit I need to be doing here instead of my stupid job. Ugh, fucking... By the way, I like Punkstat, SLC Punk, too. I got it last week on digital download from iTunes, and I liked it a lot. So we'll talk about that, too, later on. I just don't have time now. I just don't have fucking time. So I do have to fucking whore this shit out, though. So, where is it? Fucking Ignite. Again, I don't have the fucking patience. This is fucking ridiculous. Come on. There it is. All right, so Friday night, or is it Saturday night? Saturday night. Bumping into this thing again. Saturday night, February 27th, Ignite Pro Wrestling, what used to be what I did last month, which was Real Pro Wrestling. Anyway, it's Ignite Wrestling now. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Event starts at 7. Get your tickets now. 772-932-9-BUY. Business hours 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. $7 in advance, $10 at the door. There is a military discount. A lot of cool pro wrestling is going to be there. A lot of cool wrestlers. Eric Childs is going to be there. He's a great promoter. He's like a ring manager. He's really cool. Chico Adams. I don't really have much more info. Just check it out on Facebook if you like wrestling and you're in the Treasure Coast. Also on Saturday, we have a show with our good friends, the Ghetto Zombies. And again, I would like to show more. Here's things that go bump in the night. Dead Between the Walls, Seven Sins, and Ghetto Zombies. Please go. It's at Oceanside. I think it's free. It's a good show. I'll be there when I can get there. It's going to be awesome. You know, support these bands. Go to shows. It's 21 and up, and it's free. It'll be awesome. Again, I wish I had more time, but I'm so fucking busy. So I'm trying to work on that soon. Next week, Sandy and Liam will be here, so we're going to get going on that. So anyway, that's it. That's it for this week. Here's some tunes. I'm out of here. I got to go. Enjoy. Bye. And the Death Rock Radio, too. I got a mix on there late tonight, early tomorrow.
Air Underground Radio.